Welcome to the Echo and Encourage podcast. I'm your host, Hannah Abbott, and I'm honored to have you here. This is the place where we talk about things that echo eternity and encourage everyone. Whether you're looking for powerful strategies to grow on your personal journey or the best tips to flourish in every area of your life, you're in the right spot. Let's dive into today's episode. Welcome to the Echo and Encourage podcast. I'm your host, Hannah Abbott, and today we have Sydney Williams. Sid has been dancing for 25 years, been in dance crews like Dance Empowerment, Immaculate Trait, and GCU Hip Hop Club. He's also a choreographer for the upcoming artist Savannah, also known as I Am Essence. Such an honor to have you here today, Sid. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Hannah. I appreciate it. And thanks for having me.
You're welcome. It's an honor. I first met you where the night our friends were taking us to this dance event at Pete and Carmen Salsa Dance Academy. And yes. It was a costume night. And so you look different then than you do now, but you're still so joyful into dancing and you express yourself so wonderfully. Would you please share with us what started off your already 25 years into dancing?
Ooh, I know dancing for that amount of time is like a lot to like remember and figure out how you started. I started dancing, I believe I was 2 years old. My family were the dancing family a little bit. I started like listening to like different types of music growing up, but I noticed that at each age is a certain artist that you want to listen to, and they would keep changing over and over again. So in my younger days, like I'd say from 2 to like maybe 12 years old, I was like into Michael Jackson the most. And mostly watched his videos throughout the years and catching on his moves a lot. But mostly I learned a little bit from my mother and my grandfather. They would love to dance. No matter what song's playing, they would always want to dance a lot. And I learned a little bit from them. Then I started getting a little bit older and start learning from friends, being involved in more dance crews, exploring more of the hip hop dance style, and some of the dancing that I've done like kind of took like a little step back in my life through some things, but wanted to like explore more dancing. So it went from hip hop dancing to contemporary, like modern dancing. And then now it's into bachata and salsa dancing.
This is awesome. You have done so many different types of dance styles. And speaking about Michael Jackson and the moonwalk, that moonwalk was the first dance move that I learned. My mom actually taught me the moonwalk, even though my dad grew up in California, next door neighbors to Michael Jackson's parents. And you were the person to ask, how can I incorporate the moonwalk into bachata? And so you showed me one night, you led me into it. And I thought that was so much fun that you can infuse hip hop movements into bachata. And so that shows your musicality and your style is really fun and creative. Have you met many artists or choreographers, dancers that infuse hip hop moves into bachata?
I have not. I think I may be the first person to do hip hop with bachata as well. So I know everyone has like a different like style when it comes to bachata and their own like swag or style and come into the dance. But I think I might be the first person to ever put hip hop into bachata.
Yeah, for anybody listening, if you know of anybody else who's been doing this, you know, connect with Sid, comment below, tag them. We'd love to see if anybody else is infusing hip hop with bachata moves, because that is creative. For our listeners who don't know what GCU stands for, that was something that you were a part of, the GCU Hip Hop Club. What's that stand for? Tell us a bit about your experience with that.
Yes, GCU is stands for Grand Canyon University. It's a private Christian school in Phoenix, Arizona. I went there in the year 2018, 2019. So I started dancing. They had a party on campus, and we would start dancing, having a good time. Then I got recruited to join the club, and I'm like, okay, hip hop should be expanding because we're not like a California's not like a well, actually Phoenix is not like a LA or New York or a San Francisco when it comes to hip hop dancing. So they didn't know how to dance hip hop in Phoenix. So I decided to join their team. We did performances there. And they do like a lot of like fundraising and donations and stuff, but also like have a good time and show that hip hop dancing is a positive influence instead of the negative.
Yes. What are some of the positive things that you've seen come to light by doing hip hop and you've invested time in training children on how to also dance hip hop?
Yes, dancing hip hop. I mean, a lot of people think it's like very like street related, and because of like the music, the attire, and what people they think it stands for, but it's actually a positive thing because teaching young kids and stuff is like showing them like, hey, you could be a role model. This is like it will help you, like become a better person. It'll help you become a role model or an influence to others around you that may have not had that experience yet when it comes to dancing. But as all I know is that, God gave me the talent and gift of hip hop dancing, to, spread positivity throughout, not only through like the young kids, but like our generation, but like the community as well.
Yes, that is wonderful that you are using your talent and growing it. It reminds me of the parable of the talents in the Bible, where each person was given a certain amount of talents and one person buried it. The other person took what they had and whatever they did, it was like doubled or the talents just kept growing. But the person that buried their talent, nothing came from it. So you're using your talent for art and you're investing it into the community, and that's going to have a beautiful, fruitful effect of more people learning how to move their bodies in a positive way, boosting their confidence and their connection in the community. And it looks like you are also a part of the dance crew called Dance Empowerment. Will you share a bit about that?
Oh man, I mean, it's been a long, long time ever since I've been with their crew. I think it's been over 15 years last time I danced with them. So it was good to see them a few years ago, like kind of like a little bit of a reunion. Dance empowerment is mostly creating a positive attitude towards the city of Fresno to like, send a message to like young kids, don't be involved with violence, don't be involved with drugs, don't be involved with the negative crowd. So I was in that crew for I'd say 3 years, but the way it was run, I loved working with a lot of people. One of the main choreographers was a guy named Dwayne Hurley. So he I learned him. He was in that was the first dance crew I've joined when in my earlier years, but he always mentioned like create a positive influence on young kids, create a positive atmosphere, creating positive influence, put down the negative, bring up the positive through God's eyes, and he will direct you by using your talents and gifts to, show the world, hey, dancing is not just an art, it's actually telling your story through your life and how you can become an impact on others.
It's beautiful. Speaking of telling your story, I'm reminded of you posted once this modern dance, type of contemporary dance that went with telling a story that had to do with your faith. How did you come up with those moves?
Man, usually for me, like when I come up with moves, it's based off either the lyrics or the music, and like as far as like tempo on whether it's slow, whether it's a normal pace, whether it's a fast pace. But dancing to that song, it kind of like it didn't really create movement, but it did create like a personal story throughout that song. And it was like a really deep connection through that song, and it really kind of got me into like a rough side, like a dark, a little bit of a dark place in me. But as long as like I heard the song and creating movement, it's like okay, I could tell my story through like a certain movement. If I'm reaching, like I'm like asking for somebody for help, if I'm closing my mouth, I would say I don't want to be silent no more. But mostly those movements create on like the emotions that on how you feel within the song, and it really brings out like your character, like the real you, like the happy, like positive side of you, instead of the old you, which was the dark side of you.
So, was it that you were sort of sharing your testimony through that piece?
Yes, it was. It was I was a little like nervous, like in that piece. I had wonderful instructors there as well that were from like Brazil, and been dancing for many, many years, and like learning from them was like helping me, hey, I can become a better person through letting this style of dance like really like catch people's attention. Maybe like they would have a tear down their face, or like they're like in complete shock. But at the end of the day, I always know that, contemporary is like really a way to, also tell your story as well. Instead of hiding it, let it speak your, let dancing be your voice. Let it like reach out to people for those who may not have the same story as you. They can like read and say, okay, I understand what this person went through. I can tell by the movement. I can tell by the song. I can tell by the facial expressions. Those things can really catch somebody's attention.
Yes, there's so much truth to that, so much beauty to embracing your story. And I love how you said that let dancing be your voice. That could be on a t-shirt or a sweatshirt. I have a sign right here in the room that says everyone deserves a voice. As a speech language pathologist, I love anything to do with the voice and talking. And for you to pair that with body movement, dance, storytelling is so beautiful. What would you say to somebody who is going through a hard time? Maybe they're in a dark place and they want to get out of that. What are some pieces of advice or ways that dance could help them grow and get to the light?
That's a really good question. I would say, listen to different varieties of music, and find out which one connects with you the most. It may not be like the song that you thought it like it can relate to you, but it can actually have a way to tell your story. But you don't have to like match the song with your story, but let your dancing do tell your story no matter what song it is. Also, whoever's felt in a dark place, never give up. Always never give up, because God never quits. He always keeps doing his absolute best to bring the best of you. And we all have been through dark places in our lives, and they may not be pretty, or and we've been through stuff that we can't say, but always know that like I have a sweatshirt right here that says "Think less, feel more." So mostly, don't overthink on how you're feeling. Just feel God's presence to let him design the plan for you to dance, and it will take you no matter where you are in life. I mean, no matter how many doors have been closed, God keeps opening the doors, no matter how many they have been. And always know that God is stronger, and when his spirit and presence is felt in you with when it comes to dance.
I love that. The presence of God and the feeling of the Holy Spirit's presence is so beautiful. It like overtakes my being. When I feel God's presence or the Holy Spirit, I am in awe. And you're right, there is less thinking and there's more feeling of it. And our senses come in, to life, it feels like. That's also a piece of advice that a dance instructor told me recently, was that I was overthinking the dance moves and to focus on feeling the movement instead of anticipating what is the lead going to do next. So that's something I'm working on in the dance world, and also growing that gift of spiritual discernment, working on feeling what is the Holy Spirit trying to tell me and say. Whether I'm interacting with someone or praying about a situation, there's a lot of pausing and feeling what is God's presence saying. And so I love how you're able to relate your testimony and God's presence and dance all together. And what would you say was the thing that got you from a dark place and into God's loving embrace? Was there anyone in your life who mentored you or showed you God's unconditional love?
I would have to say my pastor. I've been on the church, went to the church with him for over 10 years, and he's been talking to me a lot. He always checked on me, see how I was or how I'm feeling, and he always says, you know, God loves you, we love you, and always show happiness, don't show sadness. And it was really like a lot for me, like taking, because like for me, like I've always focused on the outside world, like the system and the outside world, and instead of God's vision, which really did take a step back. And he told me, he says, hey Sid, we love you, we value you, use your talents and gifts, keep your head up. Always, he always checked on me to see how I am, and now I feel more happy and, you know, just blessed that, you know, God always has a journey for all of us, and no matter where we are in life, and God's vision's better, and it may not be perfect, but he can definitely get you where he wants you to go.
Yes, our journey on this earth is definitely not perfect, but God's perfect love makes it worth it. And I'm so glad that there have been people that have poured in it into your heart, encouraged you on your walk. And it looks like that's made a huge difference in your life to have had that encouragement. So, what would you say to somebody who is thinking about dance but isn't sure which genre to go for?
I would say test the waters. Just in a lot of people dance to like let's say like someone dances to bachata, like someone dances bachata, but the song is, let's say, merengue. So that, I mean, it doesn't, like, no one's gonna like judge you or however, on how you dance or what song it is, but just like play like different genres and figure out which genre you like the best. So like make a list of like your top favorite genre to your least favorite, and then just keep playing the genres all over again and figure out which style you like, and also to just be yourself when you dance. I mean, no one's like perfect when it comes to dancing, but just have fun with it and just be you.
Yes. What would you say is a way that someone can stay true to themselves on their dance journey and maybe express themselves and keep their own style or cultivate their own style?
I would say keep your own style. That is a very tough question. But for dancing is to probably practice and also to motivate yourself into practicing more to get better. Then it's like it's kind of like classes. So it's kind of like how with dancing, you have a beginner, you have an intermediate, and then you have an advanced level. So if you want to stick with beginner, that's totally fine. If you want to like challenge yourself more, then go to intermediate and advanced. And then as long as you keep practicing and get more better, then you can like learn like new styles or like new combos when it comes to dance.
Yes, there's so much to learn. Never ending journey. How can our listeners get in touch with you?
Yes, my Instagram is Sydney Williams 2023 altogether.
And what's one way we can echo eternity or encourage others?
Have trust in God and believe that He has a plan for us, and always motivate yourself to get better in life, or to never give up, because is in because the enemy wants us to like fail in life, but we always have to remind ourselves, hey, we can get back up. No matter how many times we get knocked down, we keep getting back up. Always be positive, always have a smile on your face. I mean, encourage others like who are dealing with like certain things in life. Be like a role model, motivational person to them. And there's always a light at the end of the tunnel. You just gotta keep going forward and not go back.
That's right. Keep going forward. That reminds me of that one Bible story about the lady that turned to the pillar of salt. She was told to don't look back, keep going forward. And she turned into that pillar of salt. There's so much beauty to going forward. And I also am reminded of that Bible verse about, everyone serves the choice wine first, but you've saved the best for last. And talking about Jesus's first miracle, Jesus always saves the best for last. And even thinking about heaven, that's the last thing that we're gonna get to experience after this earth. We're gonna go to heaven, and that's gonna be the best dance party celebration ever.
Already in paradise.
Yes, so much beauty, joy. And it'll be worth it to keep going. So that was beautiful, Sid. Thank you for sharing your thoughts with us. It's been an honor to have you, and I will see you on the dance floor.
Yes, thank you guys so much. Shout out to Hannah for making this Echo Encourage thing possible. She's a wonderful person. She's a really good dancer, and she has a love of God. So shout out to Hannah.
Thank you, Sid. That means a lot. Have a beautiful week.
You too. Bye, you guys.
Bye. Thanks so much for joining me today on the Echo and Encourage podcast. I hope this inspired you and gave you a fresh perspective. If you loved today's episode, hit that subscribe button, rate, and leave a review. Your support helps us encourage more people. Connect with us on social media or visit our website for more resources to help you live your best life. See you next time.
Time. It's always vanishing. The commute, the errands, the work functions, the meetings, selling your car. Unless you sell your car with Carvana. Get a real offer in minutes. Get it picked up from your door. Get paid on the spot. So fast, you'll wonder what the catch is. There isn't one. We just respect you and your time. Oh, you're still here? Move along now. Enjoy your day. Sell your car today.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.